This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Louisiana is releasing 1,900 nonviolent offenders early in order to reduce its prison population as much to achieve the goal of shedding 10% in coming years and not lead the country in incarceration. Enrollment is now open for the Affordable Care Act for the next 6 weeks, so time to start shopping and get signed up again. Trump administration collected 60% less in civil penalties from polluters through July 31st than the previous three administrations over a similar period, according to a recent study. Exxon was fined $2.5 billion and told to upgrade its plants. They have promised to invest $300 million in pollution upgrades in Baton Rouge. U.S. accounts for only about 13% of world trade now, down from 25% in the 1980s. 2015 study found that the benefit to an employer of retaining a toxic employee, such as a sexual harasser, who was in the top 1% of productivity, was outweighed by the cost of keeping the employee by a ratio of 2-1. Chinese leadership has pledged to end rural poverty in that country by 2020. Inexplicably, the White House Chief of Staff and former General John Kelly reignited the Civil War controversy, claiming that the war was triggered by an inability to compromise. Almost one in four Americans between the ages of 20 and 69 who think they have good hearing actually have some hearing impairment. Among those in their 50s, 4.5 million have some hearing loss, although only 5% wear aids. Airbus, the aircraft manufacturer, said that it may have violated U.S. rules on arms exports, potentially expanding a corruption investigation already underway in France and Britain. The EPA now says it will bar scientists from its panels if they're receiving EPA funding, but has not barred representatives of industries from panels regulating their own industry. Hendron Plastics, owned by Arkansas State Senate Majority Leader Jim Hendron, partners with a rehab program under scrutiny for making participants work grueling jobs for free under the threat of prison, according to interviews with former workers and a new lawsuit. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.